Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Jeffrey Epstein, an enigma, but my common sense, spidey sense about all of this says he was an operative of the CIA. Why would you keep a private list? I mean, this guy, I saw the pictures of his, when they raided his compound. This guy was organized. VHS tapes, CDs. Probably graduated to MP, you know, MPEG stuff. But he, I mean, if you were going to do something to insulate yourself against the most powerful people in the world, he did it. You get yourself an island, you have yourself a private plane, and you extort people. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We don't extort you here, but we do ask that you help. People were asking me for an update on the 500 warriors that I'm looking for. I'll be honest with you. I think we're probably at about 20. I'm actually shocked. I'll be honest. I'm shocked. Now, we'll have more because a couple of the people, one that's a $100 donor and another it's a $60 donor, wanted me to give away some others. So we'll add another seven. I guess that's the number. Let me think. Two, four, six. Six people that we'll just say you're qualified. We're going to make this happen for you. But in terms of the people who've signed up directly and done it, I know I can almost guarantee it's less than 20. When Melissa told me this, I'm going to be honest with you. I was a little hurt because I'm thinking if people only knew the amount of time and energy it takes to do a 2-hour everyday radio show, what goes into it, and the amount of money that we have lost over 15 years of doing this show, but we get up, my team, we get up every single day, for the most part, take a few days here and there, and we deliver what I think is amazing content. And this is our reward. I don't know how long people have been listening to the program. And I do understand that it's free on the radio, because it's just, you know, they do advertisements and things like that. So I understand the dynamics of it, but I also feel like this is a little different because we're fighting for our political and our ideological lives. And I get up with the idea that I'm going to do God's work. I'm not doing a job where, you know, if I were a guy waking up and I was going to do a job, make 150 grand a year doing radio and do some spots here and there, you know, that would be one thing. But I'm not. I'm not on anybody's payroll. I don't have sponsors, etc. And I've got to tell you, I was a bit disappointed. I'm not mad at anybody because your money's your money and you can do what you want. But I have to tell you, I was disappointed. So we'll see what happens. Because I can only do it so long. If it works out, great. If it does, and I have to believe that there's something bigger happening. And for the record, I don't have any regrets about it because I've met people like Albert. By the way, Albert, glad you're feeling better. Was beginning to wonder. I got that key from Burning Man, which we're going to put, I tell you, we're going to put it in an awards thing because it's such a great piece. Thank you for getting us that and sending it to me over the holidays. But I'm glad you're better because I was beginning to wonder. And I met Andy and Bob and my cigar guys down in Florida. I met Ann and many others, Bob and Carol. Bob, glad you're feeling better. I was glad we got a chance to catch up as well. So I'm happy that I met these amazing folks. But I got to tell you, was disappointed because I know of the millions of people that I've reached over this 15 years I've been doing this. Where is that loyal crew that goes, man, we love what you do, Kevin, and we get it? I mean, is it that fickle? Is it that fleeting? I don't know. I don't have an answer for you, but I hope it's not. I hope there are people out there that go, man, we love what you do, Kevin. I know Andy and Bob asked me, Kevin, where do we sign up for it? So I know that, and maybe that's a problem. But at the Kevin Jackson Network, everything's there. Chris has redesigned the website. It's all there. Anyway, I'm going to move on because here's what I want to talk about. I'm talking about this Epstein list. It was due to come out. It's now out. It was all the Jane and John Does, and which pretty much says it all. If you're going to go somewhere and do something, fly somewhere, get on the manifest. I've been on many private jets, and I don't sign up as Mickey Mouse. I put my name on there, Kevin Jackson. I'm going with, you know, so-and-so to this event. I mean, the jet's going to go from here to here. And I'm going to disembark, and that'll be that. And then I'm going to put my name on the manifest coming home. But these people seem very scared to do it. And I'm telling you, the more that I sniff this out with Epstein, and I'm not going to tell you anything, a conclusion you may have already come to, the more I really do believe this guy was a CIA operative or something. He's got the biggest names and the richest people on this list. And either he's corrupting them or trying to corrupt them. And here's what I love about it. The bad news is every time you turn around, they mention President Trump was on the plane with President Clinton and blah, blah, blah. But what they'd have is no dirt on Trump. So what it shows is Epstein maybe was trying to corrupt Donald Trump, and Trump didn't take the bait. In fact, I've heard this. I don't know this to be a fact. I heard Epstein hit on a young person at one of Donald Trump's properties, and he had him kicked off. That's what I heard. So maybe you can find out more details around that. I'm not going to have my team looking into it. But this is a story that they were talking about before. Being honest, I didn't want to cover Epstein. I thought, this is not a story. It's salacious. Okay, rich people are on a list for sexual deviancy. Surprise, there's gambling in the casino. Nothing surprises me with rich white leftist. Or any color leftist, for that matter. Nothing surprises me. Man is a weird and devious animal. And the more that a man gets, the more they can indulge all these crazy ideas that they have. And I think this is what's happened here. These are people that have so much wealth and so much power, they become invincible, or think they are. Anyway, I want to cover Epstein in this hour because I think it's relevant, because people were making comments about it this is probably a few days ago. And it got me thinking about the real importance of this story. And there is some. It's more than just a guy getting people to come to do debaucherous things, possibly to children, which makes it sick. But it's bigger than that. And I think it's bigger on so many levels, it's worthy of coverage.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Big-name people never wanted Jeffrey Epstein's list to be revealed, and they are scarier than a chihuahua about to poop a peach pit, because the word is out, and we're going to find out, maybe we'll find out all that was involved with Epstein and this sex trafficking ring that he apparently ran on an island, and people were aware of this. I mean, this is a better-kept secret than Weinstein. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Information's leaking now about Epstein and who was involved, who went on the trips and who went where. And like the J6 videos and other information that's been kept secret, you know, when it finally comes out, we have a completely different narrative than what the left has said, right? When we find out about Ukraine, for example, we have a completely different narrative. It turns out Donald Trump shouldn't have been impeached for Ukraine, but maybe Joe Biden should be. We find out the Russian collusion evidence, when we got back down to its actual core, it turns out Hillary Clinton and the DNC just made up a lie. Isn't it funny How when we find out the real information about something, all roads lead back to the Democrats or other leftists. And by leftists, I mean anyone who is not in search of the truth. That's how I define leftism. One of the stories that came out, and I mentioned it in the previous segment, Trump took at least 7 trips on a private plane between 1993 and 1997. This is on Epstein's plane, sometimes with members of his family. So here's what I'll tell you. If Donald Trump is a bad guy, why is he taking members of his family? Was it Eric and Don Jr. and they were all going to the little sexcapades that Jeffrey Epstein was throwing on the island? Nope, because if it were, you'd already know about it. See, that's the interesting thing about the Epstein tapes. If they had dirt on Donald Trump, I guarantee you, you would have already known about it. Before you knew about Prince Andrew or Bill Gates or Bill Clinton or any of the other leftists that happily jumped on that plane to go do God knows what. Trump took 7 trips. They got no dirt. Here's what they said. Then real estate developer Trump and Epstein were known associates at the time and were regularly seen together at formal events. Shocker. Billionaire and multimillionaires in the same circles. Now, for those of you saying, well, Kevin, isn't that true of Weinstein? Yeah, you got a bunch of people who were in the same circles. But here's the difference. And maybe it's a nuance, but here's the difference. Everybody knew what Jeffrey Weinstein was about. They're taking pictures with it, hobnobbing. Everybody knew what Jeffrey Epstein was about, taking pictures and hobnobbing. And what you're going to find dirt-wise on them, and I'm just using Trump as an example. There may be other people that didn't do anything but went to the island. I heard Chris Tucker went. Chris is now a devout Christian. I don't know whether he went because I know Chris is personally, and I know who he's flown, a couple of people he's flown with, and he gets jetted around a lot because people like his company. So I'm not blaming these people necessarily, but here I want to read the next part of this because this is telling in this story. The logs, however, do not indicate that Trump or Clinton ever visited Epstein's Island in the Caribbean, the center of his international sex trafficking ring. Well, with Clinton, it does indicate that. Now, what I want to tell you is this is 3 paragraphs. They're talking about Trump. He took 7 trips between 93 and 97. He was known associate at the time, but the logs don't have him going to the island, and they threw Clinton in there. Donald Trump never went to the island. He flew on a jet. I don't know why. I speculate it was around. It was probably Epstein trying to see could he be trusted and converted. But they throw Clinton in there to say, well, he didn't go either. Clinton made a lot more trips than Donald Trump. 20-something trips. Look it up. And for the record, I don't care. I mean, if nobody got hurt, I don't care. Clinton can do what he wants. I've told you guys many times, if somebody asks me, Kevin, do you want to fly commercial or can I pick you up in my private jet? I'm flying in a jet. And if Epstein said, Kevin, I happen to be headed to my island, but I can drop you off in Florida, my name's on the manifest. I'm going. I've been on private jets. I wish I could afford one. I can't. This lifetime, I ain't getting one. I pretty much guarantee you, unless I do a Creflow Dollar. You know, I can't even get people to give me $20 a month to keep this show going. So I know I ain't going to get a plane. But I will take a trip almost any time and every time. Unless it's Lucifer, I'm getting on the plane. Now, I'm not going to Lolita Island to go do what those people did. But if you can drop me off in my location and I can save the trip, I'm taking it. I'm just keeping it real. And I know there are many people out there like me. Maybe you've never been on a private jet, but I'm going to tell you something. If you've ever been on one, you don't want to go back to another. The idea of you can go when you want to go. I will never forget. We were in Florida. I flew with one of my friends to an event on his private jet. And we were debating when to come back. And he was like, well, Kevin, what's your schedule? I go, well, I need to be back here by this time. And he goes, well, hey, do you mind if we go to another event that I have to go to and then I can send you home? And he goes, if we need to, he goes, I'll stay and I'll send you home on the jet yourself. Done. So we flew to another location, went to a private fundraiser. hung out with some of the coolest people on the planet. They're looking at me like, who is this guy? Oh, I'm with him. I'm with the dude that owns a jet, which, by the way, they treat you differently when you start pointing at your buddies. But anyway, he ended up sent me home on the jet. It was me and another person that had to come back to Arizona. Are you kidding? I'll do that all day and twice on Sunday. So what's funny to me is they tried to make it look like Clinton was no big deal. Clinton was a big deal. But here's where people get into it, and this was a tweet that somebody offered, and I agree. 3 days after Epstein's death, the FBI raided his private island and confiscated secretly recorded tapes, supposedly of high-profile clients with underage children. These tapes have never surfaced. Where are those tapes, Chris Ray? Now, what they're saying is the FBI has time to raid Mar-a-Lago for stuff that Trump declassified, that Joe Biden got reclassified. They got time for that. They got time to go look at parents at PTA meetings. They got time to go set up fake insurrections for J6. But they don't have time to tell us what's on Epstein's private tapes. Remember now, these are the same people that had Hunter Biden's laptop, the laptop from hell, for months before they admitted to having it, and it was years before we started delving into what was actually on it, and the FBI was playing dumb the entire time. People are wondering, why is this happening? And this is where they go back to, Jeffrey Epstein was a CIA operative. What better mechanism could you have than to have this island where you can take people, you get them to do whatever you want them to do, videotape them, and now you've got the world's richest people by the yin-yang.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Americans are being told to expect an election year in 2024, perhaps unlike they have ever seen or experienced before. First Lady Michelle Obama told the On Purpose podcast with Jay Shetty recently she's very concerned about how things could play out. She says leaders matter.
Who speaks for us? Who holds that bully pulpit? It affects us in ways that sometimes I think people take for granted.
Concerns are raised as the question of whether the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots rose to the the level of an insurrection, including former President Trump's involvement in it. It is a question now being placed before the U.S. Supreme Court. And blizzard conditions continue in parts of the Plains states early today. There's a larger winter storm that continues to dump snow on other parts of the Midwest. From Chicago, Illinois, west to Kansas City, Missouri, and areas north, there could be as much as a half a foot of snow in some places. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This was prior to the list coming out, but it was a story. It said Jeffrey Epstein's former assistant is quietly waiting for the other shoe to drop. As the court documents exposing more than 170 people with ties to the pedophile sex trafficking ring were set to be released Tuesday. Sarah Kellen, 44, who allegedly scheduled the, quote, massages in which Epstein sexually abused his victims, is waiting to see if her name will be part of a bombshell document dump, but could use her mountain of insider secrets to weasel her way out of trouble, according to a report. Kellen has reportedly held her cards close to the chest over the last few years in anticipation of such an unveiling that could out her as an integral partner to the perverted operation. Now, remember, we've already got Ghislaine Maxwell in prison, and surprisingly, she's still alive. Apparently, she has said she has sewn her mouth shut because I'm shocked that she's still around. By the way, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's what somebody said. She had a front row seat to the debauchery. What she knows would shock the world, a source close to Kellen and her husband, former NASCAR driver Brian Vickers, told The Messenger. She has so much to say to plead her case. It's not clear if Kellen will appear as one of the names, known only as John and Jane Doe's, previously expected to be revealed in these documents after the Manhattan federal judge Loretta Preska recently ruled that they would be unsealed in the new year. Trump is on the list, as media reports often, but he's never visited the island. I've talked about this now for this better part of this hour, this segment, and the broadcast, and said, I love that they keep wanting to put Trump up there, but every time they do, they got to say, well, he never visited the island. And oh, by the way, I can guarantee you, Donald Trump is not concerned that he's on one of the tapes, or any of the tapes, or any of the audio. He's not concerned, but other people are. Big names. 170 names, and I will bet you 50 of those top names are people that you know that want you to believe they should be respected. Bill Gates is one we're going to get into more detail around him in a second. But this lady, Kellen, I don't know how they can out her. She's outed. We know who her name is. I mean, if we want to know what Epstein was about and who's involved, couldn't Congress or somebody say, look, Sarah, come in and tell us what you're doing? Or is she in WITSEC? Is she under witness protection? If she isn't, I hope they put her under it. Bill Clinton was on that plane. You know Hillary. Ooh, she's a vindictive one, that one. Old flight logs revealing that former President Clinton and Donald Trump took trips on Jeffrey Epstein's famed Lolita Express, surfaced Monday on the anticipated eve of the bombshell court records dump, expected to reveal the names tied to the financier's sex trafficking ring. So they go on to say the 42nd and 45th commanders-in-chief were exposed as some of the high-profile passengers who rubbed elbows with the pedophile when the logs were released 2 years earlier during convicted Madame Ghislaine Maxwell's trial. Clinton is also expected to be identified as John Doe 36, mentioned more than 50 times in documents related to a 2015 lawsuit from Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre, set to be released on Tuesday. So here's what they do. They put Trump in there and accuse him without saying anything. Then they got to drop down to say, well, John Doe 36 is probably Bill Clinton. He's mentioned 50 times in a lawsuit by a girl who claims she was sexually assaulted by John Doe 36 and many others. And as I want to remind you, you're not going to see Donald Trump mentioned in that fashion. The flight logs, publicly available since December 2021, made the rounds on social media, with many pointing out the names of the two presidents repeatedly appeared throughout the 118 pages. Yeah. You know who's guilty and who's not. Lawyer Alan Dershowitz, former U.S. Senator George Mitchell, and disgraced Prince Andrew are other big names who were outed as passengers. And I don't know if you've seen it, but Dershowitz said, bring out the evidence. You're not going to see one single thing that I did wrong in any of it. Release it. Let's see it. See, that's a person that you know is innocent. By the way, I know Alan Dershowitz. I think he's great. My wife loves him. She thinks he's a fascinating legal mind. Doesn't always agree with him. In fact, many times doesn't. But she loves his approach to the legal system. And she's a legal beagle. So, point to it all is, there's going to be names on there, and what they're doing is they want to deflect from the real bad guys, and they're trying to serve up some people, and Trump is red meat for many people, but it's going to backfire on them the same way immigration is backfiring on the left. Why? Because people are forcing them to now live their lives. And by them, I mean leftists. See, when leftists are confronted with the truths around J6, the truth around election interference, the truth around the border, the truth around Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, what comes out? We come out unscathed. I already told you, I would be on a flight log, but you won't find any dirt. The dirt that you need to find out about me, if you want to confront me with it, I'll be happy to tell you. If it's any of your business. If it's not, I'll tell you, it's none of your business. But I don't run from it. Dershowitz is saying, expose it. Let's see it. Here's what somebody tweeted. The FBI had confiscated more than 20,000 images from CDs, hard drives, photos stored in drawers and closets, along with hundreds of logs and notes when they searched Epstein's $17 million New York home. By the way, this tweet had pictures, and it was organized. This stuff was not strewn all over the place. It wasn't like a Joe Biden that had classified documents all over the joint. You know, part in his garage, in the closet, on the dining room table. I mean, it was everywhere. No, this was stuff was neatly packed away. Epstein could go and catalog it and go, oh, so-and-so wants to give me some trouble, huh? Let me just go ahead and get this disc and put it out there. They say, this has been sealed since 2019. Now imagine the trove of evidence against individuals that was found there. And then, what about his other six homes? Today's court case document dump pales in comparison to what the FBI has. And the guy wrote this, remember, the FBI will never investigate themselves. Here's what I asked not too long ago in this very program. Here's what you know, but imagine what you don't know. Think think about it. You know Epstein had stuff. You know, and you don't know how much, but you know he's got evidence. And then when you think about it, and you go, well, I mean, if he videotaped one person, he probably videotaped everybody. Okay, but you don't know who. How many people? Well, I mean, he probably had 10, 20 people there. Then you find out it's 170. What do you not know? Is it really 170 or is it 1,000? Is it audio tape, video tape, a combination of both? Who has what and how much do they have? I don't know. We may never know. In another one, it alludes to what I said earlier. This guy tweeted, unfortunately, 90% of the FBI's forensic analysts are busy visiting PTA and school board meetings, making lists of parents who object to having pedophile teachers in the classroom. And they also added this, which I thought was funny. Hunter's only crime is being the son of a loving father. That cracked me up. Hunter's only crime is being the son of a loving father. You want to talk about a misuse of resources? You want to talk about things that powerful people can get done? And I'm going to tell you, if you had said to me, Kevin, there's a dual system of justice that the FBI doesn't want, you know, in other words, they would treat me the same as they treat a billionaire, I would have, in my naivete from decades ago, I would have said, nope, the American system of justice will prevail. Ask me that today. The only reason why we don't know, we haven't gotten to the bottom of this, simple answer. Too many very powerful people will get hurt. And they're going to get hurt. Because they're not going to be able to keep this down. And if it were me, I would be like Alan Dershowitz saying, release it. I got nothing to hide. Somebody said this about the 2019, the FBI having those documents. They said the FBI uses evidence as leverage against the powerful. Hoover did this to the nth degree. Do you think that the current FBI director, Christopher Wray, is doing something similar to Hoover? Because I suspect that he is.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I am outraged at how long it's taken to get the information about Jeffrey Epstein and his list out. What did the FBI do with it? Did they scrub it? They had it since 2019. Did they notify powerful people that here's what he has on you, you need to get your story straight? What did they do with that? Because I'm going to tell you, I trust them as far as I can throw them. I don't know if that's still a good saying, but in other words, I don't trust them at all. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Trump, this is what General Flynn tweeted out, never on Epstein Island or in Epstein's homes, fully exonerated, receives an FBI raid, 91 felony charges. Clinton, like this girl's young, visited Epstein Island more than 25 times, no FBI raid, zero charges. Are you paying attention yet? Here's another tweet. During the time the government seized all of the evidence from Epstein, they have investigated no one, charged no one, have no clue how to proceed. Since the time the government had all Epstein's evidence, they charged Trump 91 times for made-up offenses. They identified, arrested, imprisoned, and tried hundreds of citizens for protesting on January 6th. The government has made it clear what they stand for, and it isn't justice. Breaking news, this was another tweet. Adam Schiff visited Epstein Island allegedly over 70 times, should be expelled from Congress and prosecuted. I don't know if that's true or not, but it wouldn't surprise me. Here's one from Illuminati Bot, a tweet. Epstein was a fake billionaire set up by intelligence services. His private island was a massive sex trafficking ring that was used to blackmail the global elite, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians. That's why the FBI wouldn't let the client list come out in court. Just some of the things being discussed. Mike Cernovich has done a pretty exhaustive dive in a lot of things, and they talk about the timing of certain things that happened with Epstein. When they took a safe from Epstein, moments after a raid, they took a safe. The interesting and untimely death of Jeffrey Epstein. I tell you what, man. Anyway, the death of Jeffrey Epstein, that was a very interesting one. And we talked about it before, and I asked a simple question. Did anybody else die in the prison? Did anybody else see or hear anything during that time? Where was Epstein to where nobody would know what happened to him and he would be allowed to, quote, hang himself or die or he killed himself? This, nothing of this passes the smell test. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm no expert in Jeffrey Epstein, what he did. The amount of research that I've done on Epstein amounts to what it took to do these shows where I've talked about it. No deep dives, no nothing. But here's what I can tell you. Doesn't pass any smell test. I don't have to dive deeper to know. Jeffrey Epstein was working with FBI, possibly CIA. He was involved in something to get dirt on powerful people so that those people could be manipulated into doing the things that we want them to do, saying the things that they want them to say. That's what it is. Whether it's some Holly weirdo who comes out and does a PSA, whether it's some politician who puts the, you know, some votes for something that you're going, why would you vote for that? Things that leave you shaking your head. That's what this was about. It was a tweet. The same man frequenting Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island helps develop and promote a vaccine that killed millions. Bill Gates visited Epstein Island 28 times and claims that he couldn't remember why. Epstein collected blackmail on powerful individuals in order to control policy and politicians. To what extent did Bill Gates participate in human trafficking? Is he too powerful to be held accountable? I remember Bill Gates. And he, do we have that clip? Bill Gates, where he's asked about Jeffrey Epstein, because it's so telling what Bill Gates had to say.
Now, one of the issues that's dogged you is that of your relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Do you regret the relationship that you maintained with him against Melinda's advice and wishes?
Oh, I've said that you're going way back in time, but yeah.
New audience.
I will say for the, you know, over 100th time, yeah, I shouldn't have had dinners with him.
Epstein had a way of sexually compromising people. Is that what Melinda was warning you about?
No. I mean, it's... No, I had dinner with him, and that's all.
And that you regret the relationship, the acquaintance?
That I had dinner with him.
And the relationship between the Foundation and Epstein, which...
There never was any relationship of any kind.
No relationship of any kind. But he went to the island 28 different times. I had dinners with him a couple of times. I regret those dinners. Look, I don't know what if I could give you anything that I've done that's similar to this. But, I mean, I know I've never done anything close to what these guys are doing. But I'm saying, like, you met somebody and you went, you know, I regret having known that person. I went to dinner with them a couple times. I don't know who I've known. I don't know why I may have gone to dinner with them. I don't know what they've done. But I don't have any regrets. If I went to dinner with somebody and I thought they were a good person and it turned out they weren't, I would say, I don't regret getting to know that person. And I'm glad I did because, you know, I went to dinner with them and I was like, wow, this guy's a scoundrel. That's what it turned out to be. But Bill Gates is, oh, no, I regret it. I mean, look, if you see the interview, you'll actually see him, his body language, and you go, ugh. You know there was some bad stuff that happened there. And I don't know what it is, but I know it doesn't pass the smell test. And as I mentioned, I didn't want to cover this because I felt like, I don't care, look, I would say it's consenting adults, but it's not because the children involved definitely need representation. But it's bigger than this because it speaks to everything that we're witnessing happening in this country right now. For me, Jeffrey Epstein is a metaphor for the crooked government running this country. It is a metaphor for how you can cheat a person out of an election, out of their rightful second term, and people will conspire. They will hide evidence. The FBI did exactly what they did with Hunter Biden's laptop to Jeffrey Epstein's information. They hid it. Why? Powerful people were involved. Powerful people said to them, don't let this happen. It makes you wonder, what do people have on Christopher Wray? What do people have on all the folks that are supposed to be the gatekeepers? Is there anybody in this country who is immune to the powers that be? I'm going to tell you, it's very difficult. The only one I know, while we're on the subject of that, the only one that I know, and this is going to break some people's hearts, is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the only guy I know who they have looked at this man. They have tried to set him up. They have looked for, they have done a casting call from Central Casting to say, come bring us your dirt on Donald Trump. Is he corrupt? Will he take money? Can he be wooed by sex? What can he do? What crooked deals can he do? And Trump goes, I don't do anything crooked. I use the rules you have in play for guys like me. I'm exposing you. I file bankruptcy, absolutely. I overvalue property. Who else hasn't? I mean, everything this guy points out, he shows you this is how the game is being played. And he said he was going to do it, and he's doing it, and they hate him for it. But the only guy I know, you tell me, who do you know that could have this level of scrutiny? 91 fake, trumped up, nonsensical indictments. They've got him. Every article you read, Donald Trump, the 45th president, was on the plane with Epstein. Okay, well, where's the dirt? They've looked at his finances. They've looked at his taxes. They've looked at every single angle. They've looked at classified documents. To say, oh, here's what he did. Even knowing that the classified documents he have will expose the left for who they are. And all the while, these people claim they want transparency. They're hiding information. Epstein is nothing more than a symbol of what leftism has become when it gets too powerful. And now that he's dead, they can bring him down. But that's it. It takes you dying before at his level. It takes dying because he was the one who somebody called and said, what do we got on this guy? What do we got on that guy? How can we influence this legislation? What a crooked system we're in. And Epstein exposes the dirty underbelly of it. And the worst part about it is he involved kids in order to make it happen. He indulged these pedophiles.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.